If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Making a video game, even a bad one, is so much harder than anyone outside of games development can ever fully comprehend. For one of many reasons, a publisher might decide to send a game out knowing full well that it's either an inferior product or hasn't got a chance in hell of being a commercial success. Whatever the circumstances, and regardless of who is to blame, these 10 upcoming video games are all being released to what seems guaranteed to be critical and/or commercial failure. We'd love to be wrong for sure, but the writing seems very much on the wall for these titles. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 9 upcoming video games being sent out to die. Number 9, Skull and Bones. We'll be seeing Ubisoft a lot on this list, beginning with a game that also showed up on last year's list of the same name, Skull and Bones. Announced way back at E3 2017, the publisher's pirate-themed action-adventure game was effectively an attempt to spin Assassin's Creed Black Flag's naval combat off into its own full-fat AAA title, an idea that, on paper, should have been quick and easy. Yet Skull and Bones missed its planned 2018 release, with word going quiet until the end of 2020, when it was said to have been rebooted with a new vision. Last summer, it was finally dated for November 18 of that year, but was ultimately pushed back to March 9 of this year, before recently being delayed again to a vague 2023 to 2024 fiscal year date. It's painfully clear that Ubi has a dud on their hands here and will eventually just put it out to be done with. Ubisoft needs to release it eventually, as the game was heavily subsidized by the Singaporean government, but with anonymous playtesters recently suggesting it's still in rough shape, it's not looking like it'll enjoy a Phoenix-like resurrection. Expect Skull and Bones to unceremoniously slither into storefronts sometime over the next year or so, if the new release window sticks, that is, and it'll probably be quickly forgotten amid a whiff of indifference from critics and players alike. Number 8, The Crew Motorfest. Considering that both of Ubisoft's The Crew games failed to make much of a dent in the open-world racing sphere, few were expecting the publisher to pursue a third entry. Yet the recently revealed threequel, The Crew Motorfest, is due to drop later this year, and is blatantly attempting to imitate the style and gameplay template of the extremely successful Forza Horizon series. On one hand, borrowing from the kings of the genre makes a certain amount of sense, but considering that neither of the Crew games had solid vehicular handling or compelling multiplayer, is there much reason to believe that this will feel like anything but a desperate facsimile of its clear inspiration? For anyone with an Xbox or PC, there's very little incentive to throw your money down for this game, especially when you can play the tried and tested Forza Horizon 5 on Game Pass for a nominal fee. As such, it's easy to see the Crew Motorfest underperforming at retail and putting the final nail in the coffin for the underwhelming franchise. The initial online response hasn't been encouraging for its sales, at least, and given Ubisoft's penchant for aggressively chasing both trends and formulas, it's also tough to be optimistic about its quality. Number 7, The Lord of the Rings, Gollum. Another game that appeared on our list last year, The Lord of the Rings Gollum was originally intended to release last September to coincide with the Amazon series The Lord of the Rings: The Rings of Power. But last summer, the date was pushed back a few months, before developers Datalic Entertainment confirmed in January that it was now targeting a non-specific spring-summer date. While it makes sense to take your time to get a Lord of the Rings-themed title right, sadly, almost everything we've seen from Gollum suggests it's a dud in the making. Datalic Entertainment, best known for its low-profile point-and-click adventure games, have never dealt with an IP this huge before, and it shows. Golem looks like a painfully low-budget stealth action game and has major nobody-asked-for-this energy radiating from every fiber of its being. At some point, you just have to lay the goose egg and move on, and it's safe to say that few but the most diehard Rings fans are going to be giving this one much attention at all. Number 6. Tron Identity. Even though Disney apparently cares enough about the Tron franchise to have a third movie in the works, you'd barely know it considering how a new Tron video game is being quietly dumped in a few weeks with zero fanfare. Bethel Games, the acclaimed developer of Thomas Was Alone, Subsurface Circular, and John Wick Hex, is working on Tron Identity, a game which combines visual novel storytelling with puzzle-based gameplay to tell a detective story set thousands of years after the last movie, Tron Legacy. Now, while there's certainly potential here, you have to wonder what Disney was thinking in greenlighting such a low-concept Tron game. You know what people love Tron for? Gladiatorial combat and light cycle battles, not investigative noir-style stories and puzzle-solving. More to the point, the game comes out in April, yet you'd be forgiven for failing to realize this, and worse still, it's being bafflingly released as a timed console exclusive on Nintendo Switch alongside a PC release. Given the studio's prior indie successes, it's easy to root for this one to succeed, but it doesn't really feel like Disney is giving it any added support or visibility at all.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time Remake. To Ubisoft's mild credit, they didn't see the overwhelmingly negative reaction to the Prince of Persia The Sands of Time remake's first trailer, and simply plow full speed ahead, releasing the dumpster fire regardless. The initial gameplay trailer was widely dinged by fans, who found the graphical fidelity lacking and quite rightly felt that Ubisoft was simply trying to squeeze some extra cash out of a dormant IP without sufficient effort. The pushback date caused Ubisoft to delay the game from its original January 2021 release date, and more than 2 years later, we still don't have a new date for it. Last May, Ubisoft confirmed that development had switched from Indian studios Ubisoft Mumbai and Ubisoft Pune to Ubisoft Montreal, with many speculating that the remake project had been restarted from scratch. Since then, the game has slid from its planned 2022 to 2023 fiscal year release date with no current release window on the books, suggesting it's probably still a good while out. Though Ubisoft Montreal has considerable AAA pedigree and is one of the publisher's flagship studios, it's tough to come back from literally years of PR damage at this point. Short of a phenomenal showing when the game is eventually reintroduced, the remake may simply be a poisoned well. It's especially unfortunate if, as many have theorized, Ubisoft developed the remake to gauge audience interest in the Prince of Persia franchise as a whole. If the remake flops due to mismanagement, it'll surely pump the brakes on any new entries. Number 4. AEW Fight Forever. On paper, the prospect of an AEW game that serves as an homage to classic AKI wrestling games like WWF No Mercy sounds like an absolute blast. But from what we've seen so far, yikes. Development is being overseen by Yuke's, who previously helmed the WWE 2K games. Yet the gameplay footage to date looks depressingly cheap, as though the homage label is being used to compensate for its lackluster presentation and mechanics. Even accepting the low budget, the visuals look hugely dated. The moment-to-moment grappling lacks the expected fluidity, and bizarre goofy minigames have been included for some reason. Simply, it looks rough. And while wrestling fans desperately want a viable alternative to the WWE 2K series, this looks like it came from a team that vastly underestimated the costs of producing a quality wrestling game. Just don't be surprised if this happens to be a one-and-done effort. Number 3. Darkest Dungeon 2. The sequel to acclaimed best-selling roguelike Darkest Dungeon released in early access in October 2021 and is imminently due to be released in earnest this coming May. But to say that the early access period has been strained is quite the understatement. An 18-month period as fans slowly made peace with the fact that Darkest Dungeon 2 wasn't nearly the sequel they wanted it to be. And while the game sold 100,000 copies on its early access release day, word of mouth has been so uniformly awful ever since that it's tough to imagine it getting close to the original's 2 million lifetime copies sold. The consensus among the fanbase is that Darkest Dungeon 2 is a mediocre, generic roguelike pretending that it's a Darkest Dungeon game, gutting many of the first game's most popular mechanics while making the central loop more tedious and changing the art style for the worse. One suspects that many of those who were waiting for the full fat release have been turned off by 18 months worth of scathing takedowns. Number 2. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Rocksteady's Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League is just a few short months away from release, and things are not looking good at all. Rather than simply adapt the Batman Arkham formula into a Suicide Squad game, developers Rocksteady have designed their superhero actioner as a generic live-service looter shooter, in the vein of the soon-to-shutter Marvel's Avengers. The released gameplay footage hasn't gone down well with fans at all, who've criticized the cluttered UI, excessively arcadey combat, egregious focus on loot and stats, odd decision to give every character a gun, and Warner Brothers making the game always online, even if you're playing solo. WB has been working on various iterations of a Suicide Squad game since 2010. Yet from what we've seen so far, this one feels like another Gotham Knights tier dud in the making. Sure, WB will spend a ton of money marketing it initially, but don't be shocked if it releases to wildly middling reviews and gets a deep discount within a month or two of its release, just like Gotham Knights did. Publishers are all too keen to get in on the live service gold rush, yet without putting in sufficient care to develop a quality gameplay loop first, or consider whether a given property is even suited for it in the first place. Number 1. Beyond Good and Evil 2. There comes a time where players spend long enough waiting for a game that they just start losing interest, and Beyond Good and Evil 2 has gone way beyond that, for sure. The sequel entered pre-production back in 2007, and so last year broke Duke Nukem Forever's 15-year record for the longest development period of a AAA game. Beyond Good and Evil 2 was formally reintroduced to fans at E3 2017, but in the years since, updates have been sporadic at best. All the more so once director Michel Ancel left Ubisoft in 2020, amid accusations of a toxic workplace. Even as recently as last year, reports emerged that development had been restarted and the game was still years away from being in a release-worthy state. To make matters worse, Ubisoft Montpellier's managing director abruptly left the studio at the start of this year, while the outfit is also facing a government investigation due to the number of employees suffering from burnout and going on sick leave. It's literally unprecedented for a AAA game to linger around this long without either being released or being cancelled. When you factor in both the enormous cost of the game's development and how thoroughly its reputation has been dinged due to the constant reports of its disastrous production, this thing doesn't have a chance in hell of turning a profit. And honestly, is anyone expecting anything above aggressively mid-reviews as much as we might want it to do well? That's the end of our list, but let me know down in that comment box if you can think of any other upcoming video games that you reckon are being sent out to die. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can come say hi to me on my Twitter account where I'm at Jess McDonald. But make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more gaming goodness.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.